Right here. This is where Jesus was kneeling when they came and grabbed him.
And I came in from this direction with my sword drawn, and I cut off the ear of the servant of the high priest. I reacted exactly the way Jesus told us not to.
And Jesus, he picks up that man's ear. And he puts it right on his head, like it had always been there. But that's what he did.
Jesus was always fixing people's messes. You know, I said I didn't know him that night. 3 times. 3 times I denied my friend. He told me I was going to do it before I even did it. And like an idiot, I argued with him. But he was right. He's always right. He told us he was going to die before he died. But you know what he did? You know what he did when he came back to life? That morning when he came back to life, he gave me the opportunity to tell him I loved him. 3 times. 3. He knew. That was my greatest regret. But that's how he does it. When it settles here, it changes here. And that turns the past upside down. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what happened that night. Because of what happened that morning. Because he beat death. Death. He is alive. Alive! 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 Alive!
He beat death. He is alive. Those were probably the last words the disciples expected to hear or even say. How? Why? Did they even understand? See, going into that first Easter Sunday, everything seemed bleak. The disciples had not understood, despite the many times that Jesus tried to tell them that he would have to suffer and die and that he would resurrect. They missed it. Friday had passed, and Jesus hung dead on a cross. But today is Sunday. Today they would find the stone rolled away. Today they would see the empty grave. Today they would finally understand Jesus beat death. He is alive. What was Peter feeling as he reflected back over what had occurred over this last weekend or so? The Last Supper in the upper room where Jesus washed the disciples' feet. Prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, where the disciples continually fell asleep instead of praying. The betrayal by Judas with a kiss. An arrest coupled with the chaos and struggle and the slashing off of a year that was silenced by the healing touch of Jesus. False accusations brought against Jesus, and Jesus remains quiet. Then Peter, denying even knowing Jesus, not once, not twice, but three times. Then the rooster crowed. Tears flowed from Peter's eyes as he wept bitterly, understanding what he had just done. What Peter saw that weekend turned his world upside down. The teacher that they had followed and believed in was suddenly gone. What Peter saw that weekend turned his world upside down. The teacher that they had followed was suddenly gone. He and the other disciples were now hiding together in fear. They may have been lost in their thoughts, lost in their bewilderment, lost in the crush of defeat. The master had been crucified, and now he's dead. Then came some unexpected news from the women. Early that morning, they had gone to the grave, but the stone was rolled away, and angels were there to tell them that he is not dead. He is alive. The tomb is empty. Jesus has risen. He's alive. And Peter took off and ran for the tomb. He had to go and check it out for himself. And Luke records this story that we find in chapter 24. Read it along with me if you would today. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, 'The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again.' Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened." Peter wondered about Easter. Peter would never forget what he saw that morning at the empty tomb. He went away just wondering, what was all of this? Now, we need to understand what the meaning of this word wondering is in the original language that the letter that this book was written in. This idea of wondering means to be in awe over, to think deeply about what just occurred and was experienced, and to try to understand it and make sense from it. Wonder. See, it's not just that Peter saw the empty grave, but that he went away wondering. He went away to think deeply and try to put it in perspective. Maybe, like in the video we saw just a few minutes ago, Peter had been able to start to piece things together. He began to look back from the empty tomb to his very first encounter with Jesus and put the pieces back together. He began to look back over those memorable moments with Jesus in the different places and opportunities they had, like in the temple where Jesus would teach the people, or the times alone with the disciples where Jesus would try to teach them and tell them about the kingdom of God, about his death and his resurrection, things they had missed. He relived the scene of the upper room where Jesus washed their feet, even though Peter at first was against it. In the garden, when Jesus asked those disciples to just pray with him, but they kept falling asleep. And then the rooster crowing. Peter remembers the Via Dolorosa where Jesus carried his cross on the way to Golgotha, the place where he was put on the cross, crucified, and died. Peter would continue to ponder, to contemplate, to think about the things that Jesus had taught them, the miracles that they had seen, the places that they had been to, and the scenes that he had lived through, especially in this last week. Peter was wondering as he tried to make sense of it all. Have you ever wondered about it? Have you ever wondered about the reality of Jesus? Have you ever wondered about the truth of the Bible? Do you really wonder if Easter weekend really makes a difference in your life? Do you wonder if Christianity has any value at all? It's okay to wonder. I just ask that as you approach this Easter story, that you approach it with an open heart. Wonder in such a way that it helps you to understand. Let's be honest. Jesus had been telling his disciples for some time that this was going to happen, that he was going to be turned over, he was going to be crucified, he was going to die, but he would rise again. The problem is, they did not understand it. So when Friday happened, they were bewildered. When Friday took place, Jesus had been put on a cross and he died. They were crushed, they were broken, they were demoralized, and they were scared. Everything they had hoped for was gone. The one who they believed in was gone. Everything that they believed for was suddenly taken away. When Friday happened, the last thing the disciples were prepared for was a resurrection Sunday. I mean, look at the story we read in Luke 24. We know that the disciples are hiding in fear. And we read how the woman got up early in the morning and they went to the grave that Sunday bringing spices. And there's our key. See, spices are brought to anoint the body, the dead body, of Jesus. The women are going to the tomb that morning to anoint a dead body. They're not looking. They're not expecting a risen Savior. They went to the tomb to anoint a dead Jesus. Everyone, including the disciples and the other Jesus followers, thought that Jesus, who was dead on Friday and was put in a tomb on Friday, would still be dead on Sunday. They did not know. They did not understand. The woman who had gone to the tomb had come back looking for the disciples to tell them what they had seen and what they had heard. The stone had been rolled away. Angels were there and told them about what had happened, that Jesus is no longer dead, but he's alive. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He's not here. He is risen. And they ran back to tell the disciples this. But notice what we're told. The disciples did not believe them. Read it again with me in verses 10 and 11. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the disciples. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed like nonsense. They didn't believe the women. Again, Nobody is expecting Jesus to get out of the grave in resurrection victory on that Easter Sunday morning. But we know that Peter is always quick to action. And so he had to check it out for himself, and we're glad that he did. And verse 12 tells us what he did. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away wondering to himself what had happened. Peter left the empty grave that day, probably not yet fully understanding everything that had taken place, yet he went away wondering, marveling, pondering. He kept turning it over in his mind, all the things that he had seen and the experience he had at the grave that day. He kept reliving the times that he spent with Jesus. He kept replaying the words that Jesus had told them. He kept revisiting the moments of private teaching. He kept rerunning the mighty miracles that Jesus performed. Peter needed to take some time to put it all together and make sense of it. Sometimes, you know, it takes us a little while to make sense of things. Sometimes it takes us time to figure out why are things in our life seeming like they're upside down. You know, those things that happen in our lives that can seem to catch us off guard. But if we take time to trust what Jesus said, if we take time to look at the bigger picture, sometimes what doesn't make sense today will make sense down the road. But we need to take some time to wonder and see if we'll be able to see how God is at work in our lives. It's okay to wonder. Sometimes we face places that mark us with difficulty and defeat and despair. See, but God has a way of meeting us in those moments and in those places. God walks with us through the valley of the shadow of death, and he brings us through. God can bring us to a new place with a new hope and new beginnings. See, this is what the Easter story tells us, that in the moments of dark despair, God has the ability to turn our situation around. In the moment of deep despair, God can do the unexpected for you. He can bring life out of death. Your hope is in the one who has already defeated sin, death, and hell. Easter allows us to wonder at what we see. So what did Peter see at the empty tomb? The Bible says he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves. He not only sees grave clothes lying there, he studies them for understanding. He wonders. There's a strong hint in the original language, and through some of the scholars that have studied it, there's a strong hint that the grave clothes were not folded neatly as if they had been unwound and unwrapped and then just put aside. No, the wrappings seem to indicate that they had remained in place, as if the body that they had once been wrapped around had simply just dissolved from being there, just kind of disappeared, just gone through them. That the body, as it came alive in his glorified body, just went through the grave clothes. See, the body has not been stolen, because if the body had been stolen, there had been no grave clothes there. But we're told the grave clothes were there, empty. The body had not been unwrapped. The grave clothes were still in place where a body once had laid. Something unusual had occurred. Peter was probably putting it all together and was now starting to understand what this empty grave really meant. Peter understands that this really is the Christ, that he truly is the Son of God, that this Jesus, born of the Virgin at Christmas, came so that he could be the death and the sacrifice on Good Friday, that Jesus' death is the means by which we receive the forgiveness from our sins and we can inherit eternal life. Jesus came to die for our sins so that we could be forgiven. And Jesus' resurrection is the promise of eternal life with God. That because Jesus defeated death, we too can defeat the pain of eternal death. Peter wondered at what he saw. He began to put it all together. He began to understand. This first Easter experience changed his life forever. What about you? Are you someone who has really wondered about Easter? Have you thought, you know, there's no way this could really be true? You figure this makes a great religious story. This is a great church thingy. But really, can you really believe the Easter story? I mean, Peter was there. He saw Jesus die on the cross. Peter was there. He saw the empty grave. Peter was there. He saw the empty grave clothes. Peter was there. He met the resurrected Jesus. Peter was there when Jesus, alive, spoke to him. Peter was there. And Peter tells us he beat death. He is alive. What about you? Will your life be forever changed because of that first Easter Sunday? How will your life change today, in the weeks and years to come, because of Easter? See, Peter never got over the resurrection. He never forgot it. It impacted him for the rest of his days. What about you? If you're a follower of Jesus today, if you're a Christian, following Jesus with your life today, have you allowed the reality of Easter to change how you live? Have you gone beyond just accepting Jesus as your Savior to fully living for Him, understanding that He is the Savior of the world and He loves everyone and He died and rose for everyone? Does the risen Savior change your life every day? Does the reality of the resurrection affect your life today so that it will never be the same again? Or maybe you're watching me today and you're not a Jesus follower yet. Maybe you're unsure. Maybe you've just tuned in because somebody invited you to tune in today. Or maybe you've been tracking with us for a little while, but yeah, you've not come to that place of accepting who Jesus really is. And you're listening. And you're hearing the Easter story and you're understanding a little bit from Peter's perspective today. And maybe like Peter, you're wondering. You've been wondering, what does Easter really mean? You've been wondering, who is Jesus? And you've been wondering if you really need God in your life. I'm here to tell you, yes, absolutely. The wonder of Easter is we don't worship an empty grave. We worship the Son of God who rose from that grave. Our hope rests in a living Savior. Our hope is in the one who defeated death and sin. Our hope is in the one who is risen. He is not dead. He is alive. Where is your hope today? You can have hope in Jesus right now. He died for your sins. He died because He loves you. And He rose on Easter so that you can inherit His life. All you have to do is accept who Jesus is. You need to believe what He said and did. You need to believe that He is who He claimed to be. And then you need to confess in your heart, inviting Him to forgive you of your sin and deciding that you will live the rest of your life impacted by the resurrection like Peter. You will live the rest of your life living it for Jesus. See, Peter turned his wondering into action and lived for Jesus. Will you believe Jesus today? Will you take your wondering and turn it into action? Will you accept that Jesus loves you, died for you so your sins could be forgiven? Will you confess him in your heart and accept him for who he is, inviting him in to forgive you of your sin so that you can live with eternal life? If that's you, if that's what you want to do today, if today on this Easter Sunday, on this resurrection power where he is alive, you say, I want to know that Jesus, then we want to help you in your spiritual journey. And the one way you could do it is you can connect with us and let us know of your decision today. Pick up your phone and text us. And text us the word love to 416-267-1189. Follow those prompts so that we could be in touch with you. And we want to help you as you grow in this spiritual journey with Jesus. If you're watching on our live stream platform, you can just click the button that's popped up there for you right now and fill that out, and we will be in touch with you. We are so excited that you decide to walk with Jesus today, that he is the hope of this world, he is the hope of Easter, and he is the hope for your life. Would you pray with me this morning? Father, we are so thankful that you sent Jesus to this world. And Jesus, we are so grateful that you died on that cross for us. But even more powerful, or as powerful, is you didn't stay dead. You rose from the dead. And today we remember that the grave is empty and you, Jesus, are alive. And we thank you for that. Lord, for those who today are taking a step of faith and believing Jesus for their salvation, for the forgiveness of their sins and to walk with you. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would come alongside them and make that even more real to them right now. We give you all the honor and glory for all that you are doing today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.